Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is August 5th, 2021.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most of us don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. call me. If you get the machine, leave a message. Leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, text Dan. Let him know you're going to give him a call on his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news, the updates about the Wichita Mission Church, and the radio program archives. And all of our contact information, which is on our ministry hub, that is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Remember, folks, we're a national satellite radio program with simulcast live on internationally, YouTube, some FM station. So pray about supporting airtime.
And let's thank our listener base that's in worldwide places, like in the largest group of listeners to our radio program. Okay. Which is in places like Hyderabad.
That's I would call it Hyderabad, but
Adri Pardeshi, India. Okay. Rahad,
no,
Saudi Arabia.
No, that one I know. It's Riyadh.
Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Paris, France, and in the USA we have San Jose, California, New York, New York, Kansas City, Missouri, and the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast when it posts later tonight was Kansas City, Missouri.
Did you say Dallas, Texas?
I think I did. It's not Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
It's not Plano no more. It's in Dallas.
They're close. They're close. Anyway, if you haven't ever heard our, man, I'm just not here. Anyway, we ask you to send us an email to radio at messiahsbranch.org or text to my phone at 316-619-4886. Let us know which city you're heading from, especially if, you've never heard your city before.
Right.
Okay, now prayer, and we'll get on with tonight's programs. And folks, if I sound a little funny and make some mistakes, my wife forced me into this because
I'll carry him through. I always do.
Yeah, meaning that I'm still in a lot of pain, and we might talk about that a little bit in a little bit. But
what pain he don't have, I do. So we're perfect. Perfect pair.
I do have pain. She's sitting next to me. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. I pray with you tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, let's have the song first.
Fire on the mountain, Moses went to see. The bush was burning with the flame by the power of God's glory, standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down and take his sandals off as he was standing on holy ground. Daniel in the lion's den, he trusted in God's word. those hungry lions' mouths were shut, and not a hair on Daniel was hurt, and he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down. He was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing, standing on holy ground. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, into the furnace they were tossed. When the king looked in, there were four, not three, but they had their sandals off and they were standing on holy ground. Yeah, they had to humble down. They were standing, standing on holy ground. David told Goliath, you come with sword and shield, but I in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down, but he was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground, holy ground, they were standing, standing on holy ground. Are you standing, standing?
Well, first I have to...
No, we weren't even
okay,
talking.
We were muted. See, okay. That? I told you my brain wasn't working.
Okay, now we're on there. Okay, we'll start off talking about the mission church. I've got some pretty important... That's the reason I pushed this program is because... And don't cry, Mother. Okay, we have did hygiene all the whole time we've ran the mission church, only as what the Lord provides us with. Well, a couple years ago, Dan stumbled across a program that provides hygiene, basic stuff that you can't get on government programs and stuff. So we were doing hygiene bags twice a week every...
Okay, let me butt in. I just want to clarify while my brain's thinking of it. Number one, I really didn't stumble across it. They sent me a thing and said...
Oh, they found you?
They found me. So.
Well, anyway, yeah. The case goes, it was a real blessing that we got that hygiene. I was able to do hygiene bags every other Tuesday. Well, then COVID hit. One of their rules was they didn't want you to make hygiene bags and put it in bags and give it to the people because they didn't want their products wasted, okay? So COVID came along, and the only way that we can do it is in the bags. And so we make hygiene bags. Well, they wanted to inspect and see how we were doing the products. Well, because of COVID, they couldn't really stop giving it to us because that's the safest way to give it out. So they decided they weren't going to give it to us because we don't have a 501(c). So we don't get hygiene products anymore. And I want to continue doing the hygiene. Right now, all I really have, I have toothpaste and toothbrushes and toilet paper, but I do 60 bags twice every other. I might have to not do. I mean, I can only give what I have. So it's up to you people to send me the hygiene or the money to buy the hygiene. And the people ask for it. They come. That's the days they come. They really need the hygiene. We really need to get it to give out. And we need toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo, cream rinse, bar soap, brushes. Just the basic stuff is all anything I can give out, I'll give out. But the basic stuff is what I'd like to be able to get. So, and if I even went to the dollar store and you bought one of each, that's still $120 for each product, so it's quite a bit of money. So if I can get some donations of that stuff, I'll continue on with hygiene, but if I can't do it, I can't do it. But that's the main purpose of I wanted this program is to get you people aware I need hygiene products.
Okay, let me say a few things. I'm going to go back to the agency. From the very first, At first, we were letting the people come in and pick out what they wanted and everything.
And we did it
We did it that way, like they wanted to. And they even acted like when things switched, and I told them we were putting it in bags, you know,
right,
because of COVID, and they didn't have a complaint then. But their complaint has always been that they couldn't understand how, as a little place like us, was giving out more than anybody else was in the whole city of Wichita.
Right.
And I told them, I said, that's because people, they want you to do referrals and all kinds of things like that, and go through all kinds of...
And have ID and all that to get the product.
Right, when the people just need the products, you know. So anyway, they were really trying to disqualify us for the last 2 years.
They were nitpicking about everything.
And as far as the 501(c) is, like I told them, I said, you know, the IRS in itself says a church does not have to be incorporated for people to get tax deductions and so on and so forth, because a church is already non-tax accessible. And there's only one other entity that is non-tax accessible, and that is the government. So there's two entities in the United States that's non-tax accessible. That is the church, and that is the government. The government forces you into, tricks you into taking the 501(c). Clearly is this, because see now with their program, they say, well, that's how we tell you're a nonprofit, is by having the 501(c). Well, see, right, the government hoodwinked them into doing that, and so practically all churches and everybody does that, but you don't have to have it. But when you do take a 501(c), whether you like it or not, understand it or not, it's a fact. You become ownership of the government.
Right, you have to do what they tell you to do. And I made that comment in their visit, and that's probably what pulled them onto that, is because I made the comment about, they said, do you go to the food bank? I said, no, we don't have a 501(c). We was under another church's one, but then the Lord directed us a different path. We're under God, not the government. And so that's how that came about.
That's how it came about. Well, now I know. And one thing about my wife, folks, you know, she's totally honest and open and everything. But I did tell them in the first place, but that is what gave them the thing that they needed to get rid of us. And I don't care. I was ready to get rid of them anyway.
Right, because they even asked me, they said, have you always did hygiene? I said, we've always did everything the Lord provides. When he sends it, he sends somebody for it. And, yes, we've had dentist's office and doctor's office and motels and all kinds of places donate hygiene. This isn't the first place that gave us hygiene, although they were a really big blessing because I could just go get it on one day in one place and have everything.
Okay, well, let me go with this too. So you're talking about, you know, usually folks, I love to go to Dollar Tree, especially for medications and things like that, you know, but I'm just, my wonderment is wouldn't it be cheaper to go on Amazon?
And I've been searching that stuff, and it's pretty expensive. You can, I was pricing just soap, and you can get kits, but you only get 100 kits, and it's $200 for 100 kits. So,
well, just what's
and
the
that
kit?
Just
what do you mean?
Consists of shampoo, soap, and bar soap. That's just three products.
And it's okay.
About $200 for that.
If it's $200 for three, then you saved $100.
Right, but it's only like, for like 60 kits. It wasn't very many kits. I need 120 of everything, or I'm going to have to rethink
okay,
how
let,
I do
let,
everything.
Okay, now, because we're trying to work this out ourselves right now. So
right.
What I want to know is, and slowly go over it, what are the very top things? Okay, I get it. Toothbrushes and toothpaste, right?
Right.
Okay, what else?
Bar soap.
Bar soap can be any kind of soap, right?
Just yep. Shampoo, which you don't have to have body soap. If you get body soap, it can work as shampoo. Either one works. Soap is soap. So you need shampoo and conditioner.
Right, shampoo and conditioner. But in the short term, you know, some of that body wash, I know that you showed me, you can use it for everything.
That's what I said. So it doesn't matter if it's body. And that's what sometimes I get from them. I get just body wash, and I put it in the bags for the shampoo because it works the same way. So you need shampoo and cream rinse, bar soap, toothbrushes and toothpaste, and toilet paper. Those are the main things that I'd like to have.
You're skipping a main one.
Razors?
No, they can go around furry, but they can't go around. I don't like
deodorant.
Them going around stinky.
Deodorant.
Yeah, deodorant. Okay, folks, as you can tell, this is a big deal. You know, how can you go to look for a job if you stink and your hair is messed up, and it does something to your self-esteem, too?
And we have a bunch of them that ask for the hygiene. They know that we have it every other Tuesday, so they're going to be in shock when I don't have it.
Right, right. And so, you know, really, and so actually, folks, and you can go to the Dollar Tree, you can skip postage, and you can have them mail it right to us, or, I mean, actually, we can go pick up pick it up at the store. In this instance, I really think that you, if you're going to buy it from, like, the Dollar Tree, you can go online, pick it out, and then we can tell you what store in Wichita we can pick it up from.
And if anybody knows of any bulk rate places where I can buy stuff bulk rate, and then I can get donations and the money just to buy it, that'll work too, and I'm researching all that too. But I just haven't been able to find any place yet.
But what I'm saying in this one is, and I don't want you to take away from your normal donations, but here's what I want you to do. If you are going to send money for this, actually, I'd prefer you did it by mail, but that's all right. If you don't want to do it by mail, you can call me. You can make a donation over the phone, or I can give you. We have another account that we can give you for this.
Right, and I need to keep it separate because I'm not going to take away from all the other things that we do. Hygiene will just be an extra ministry that we do, and I'd like to keep doing it. But I only do it as I have the product.
Right. So what I'm saying, folks, is I'd really like for you to, if you're going to do this, you can just make it. You can make it simple. You can just go ahead. If you donate through my PayPal, I will answer you back. So when you the next time that you donate by PayPal, you can do it to a separate account. But what I want you to do, no matter where you donate the money, if you donate cash, mark it for hygiene. So
Amen.
We know, because like she said, we have so many things going in. Mostly donations are unmarked, go to to whatever is needed right at that moment, you know. And so that's usually how donations go. So please consider this thing out. We really do need your help on this, and I believe the Father will provide. And you say you 120. I thought you were only making 60 bags.
I do 60 every other Tuesday, so that's 120 a month.
120.
Now, if I don't get the products to do them every other Tuesday, I'll have to switch it to one Tuesday a month and maybe do 80 or 100 or how much ever I get the product. I'm just going to have to go with what I got, like I have all the 22 years I've been doing it.
Right.
I mean, with their products, I could plan 60 every other Tuesday, and it was a plan. I had the products. Now I don't have the plan because I don't have the products, so it's kind of back to give what you got.
Right, right. Amen. Which is great. And the Father provided it. And, you know, it's between them and the Father. You know, they get a program. And it's not, you know, what's really crazy is this is a national program.
And it's for people that need it. Who else? I mean, who needs it more? I mean, there's a lot of people that need it. But who could need it more than homeless people?
Okay. Well, homeless and poor. And that's something I like people to understand, and it drives me crazy. Now, you sit here and dig.
Yeah, I am poor. A lot of our people live right in the neighborhood, so.
Well, right. I'd say 50% of the people, at least right now, that we are feeding have a roof over their head.
Yeah, they get their rent and their bills paid. They have no food money.
Well, I don't know and that's something we could talk about in a little bit. Well, I'll just briefly pit it. The CDC has no authority to make any laws, but they just made it into a law that now landlords cannot kick anybody out if they don't pay the rent, and it can even be a federal offense if you try to evict them. And that has not passed through Congress or anybody, president, anybody. They just said it, and they claim they have the power to do it, and they don't. They're being allowed to do it, and this is turning into a communist state. So it's really bad. And so if you own property, the best thing you could do is just leave it vacant for now.
That's what I'm saying. There goes rental property. There goes that market. I mean, if you can't afford to buy a house, you're going to be homeless because people aren't going to rent you their house because they're afraid they don't get the rent, so they're not going to let you live free in their apartment. So, yeah, there goes a big problem.
Yeah, the country is falling apart. I mean, you know, we wake up to the fact we're not living in America. We have turned into the USSR. There is an illegal president in the office of the presidency.
Yep.
Therefore, there was a coup on the United States of America, and you can see that through all the voting, recounts or not, or you know, they're doing counts on all the
right,
know,
all their investigation recounts and all that. They're
right,
coming
it's
up
showing
Trump
that,
won all
that,
of them.
That Trump won, and so we have an illegal president, an illegal regime in the office of the presidency. And so we are not in the United States of America, and you better wake up to that fact, folks, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And we're only, what, 7 months in? Is that what it is?
Well, we're in eight now because we're in August.
Yeah, we're in August. Okay, well, sorry, folks, but I don't remember every exact thing because I have been in a lot of pain for a little while. I'll talk about a minute about that real quick, and when we'll come back, we've got to talk to you about some big things like food, starvation, and all kinds of things like that. Here's the point. Yeah, I hurt my leg, blah, blah, blah. The key to my leg being fixed is my back, and because my back was strained in this fall that I did, and I have three discs out in my back, and so I need to get epidurals, you know, pain shots in my back in order to alleviate the pain all through my body. Point is they, you know, that hasn't happened. So,
with COVID-20, it's hard to get any appointments anywhere, and then it's hard to get people that – no, I keep telling my husband, I don't think it's a virus. I think it's a brain disease because people sure have went stupid.
They were always stupid.
The smart I said people, on the internet.
More people are getting paid. There's a lot of people that are getting paid to stay home, and so they fill those vacancies with people that haven't ever worked. You know, in jobs or haven't worked for years that don't qualify for unemployment.
Well, that's really bad because you can't even go through a drive-thru and get what you order. They mess up your order in a drive-thru, really? These kids can't even get an order right? Oh, my goodness, what are we coming to?
Well, if it ain't don't show up on their computer machine, then you can tell them something special and they don't have a button for that.
They can't even get stuff on the menu right.
Yeah, okay. Now, listen, and Frank says, oh, they don't care. And, yeah, we know they are. okay, he's back up there. He said, yeah, IRS says we're automatically exempt. That's right. We're automatically tax exempt. Tell them where to find us. We'll go to break. Come back.
Okay, you can find all the get my mouth working here. Radio program archives, all the mission updates, all our contact information, and everything's over there at prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for 20, but don't do that. We offer them 3 wrapped sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for 30, 2 sets 45, 4 sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the Mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
Back. This is Pastor
DeCatlin.
And you're listening to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Okay. This is critical. We try and get through this real quick because I got
a comment about what we talked about at the
first. Well, you can do that.
The first, when you brought up they're doing a new, is it a law that they're going to pass where landlords can't kick tenants out for not paying rent? Is that what you said?
It would have to be law, right?
Right, and so you know what that's going to do?
But
people that have money to pay rent aren't going to pay their rent.
Stop.
Nobody's going to pay rent more.
You're missing my point. Here's the real point of the things, Father, I'm talking to the Lord, is, and now listen, you guys can find this stuff all over here, but let's see where it's at. Okay, I do have it. Over here at prophecyhour.com, if you go to the pastor's page, it will be there. But no law has been made. Here's my point. No law has been made. No law has went through Congress. There has not been a presidential directive, nor has there been an executive order. The CDC says
CDC. We
have the power to do it, and they did it. And they're saying it's like law, like they made a law.
Okay,
and
so
they have no right to make a law.
That goes back to state by state, right?
Well, they're going to try and enforce it federally. They did say across all of them because...
Oh, my, that's going to create such a big
mess. So the states... Okay, so what's going to have to happen? The states themselves are going to have to get some courage and stand up and fight
some backbone.
Because it's all illegal. That's the point. It's all illegal.
Just like
but
everything
yes,
they've
you're
been
right.
doing
what
is all
they
illegal.
And so if you own rental property, you're just giving it away free.
Right.
And here's something else that they're doing. This is dramatic. Go ahead.
Okay. And so it begins. Thousands of cattle are literally dropping dead from starvation in northern Mexico. August 4th by Michael Snyder. A lot of people didn't think that it would ever come to this, but many simply assumed that conditions would return to normal eventually and that everything would work out just fine somehow. But here in the middle of the 2021, everything is definitely not fine. In fact, cows are literally dropping dead from starvation in northern Mexico in very large numbers. This isn't the sort of thing that is supposed to happen in northern America. Okay, for years I've been warning that Dust Bowl conditions would return to the Southwest. Just check out my old books and my old articles. It happened and everyone is in shock. For years I have also been warning that global food supplies would get tighter and tighter, and even though they can see it happening, many out there are desperately hoping that I will be proven somehow wrong, or wrong somehow. Okay, what we are witnessing south of the border right now should be a huge wake-up call for all of us. The following comes from an article that was originally published by the Los Angeles Times entitled, "End Drought Plagues Northern Mexico, Tens of Thousands of Cows Are Starving to Death." In the parched hills of southern Sonora, Marco Antonio Gutter...
Just call him Antonio. Skip the guru.
Gutterrez?
Skip that. Just call him Antonio.
Antonio placed around a clearing counting the dead. There are seven rotting carcasses, jotting ribs, and shriveled hides, and two sun-bleached skulls. Nine cows fell by heat and hunger. There's nothing for them to eat, said
Antonio,
a wide-brimmed hat shading his downcast eyes. I fully understand that it is hard to believe that this is actually happening in our part of the world. Sadly, Antonio hasn't just lost nine cows. The article goes on to explain that he has actually lost a total of 70 cows to starvation so far.
So what we're talking about here is going into it's not climate change. It's just that we're having a drought there in that part of the country. And in California, this is on in Mexico, which is right next to California, of course. Northern Mexico is on the border to Texas and California. So this is the drought that we're having. So this is a lot of the cows. This is part of the reason why beef's going up. So.
Okay.
Start back here. So, okay, you lost 70 cows. Now.
Of course, the losses suffered by Antonio represent just a very small fraction of the overall tragedy. At this point, the number of cattle in Sonora has dropped by nearly 500,000 over the past 2 years.
Okay, so there's 500,000 less cows. Well, even though we grow cows, we get a lot of beef from Mexico. Go on.
Well, we don't grow cows. We breed them. But okay. Two years of extreme drought have turned large stretches of northern Mexico into a boneyard.
Boneyard, yeah.
Between starvation and ranchers forced to permanently sell or...
Prematurely
sell or slaughter their livestock, officials say the number of cattle in Sonora has dropped from 1.1 million to 635,000. If you don't think that will affect us here in the United States, you're wrong. And there goes beef prices. Okay. Each year, the U.S. usually imports 1 million pounds of beef from Mexico. So get ready to pay much more for your beef at the grocery store.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not talk about the beef. How much is it? You went to the store the other day.
Well, last week it was $4.99 a pound, but they had a sale yesterday. If you bought it already ground and packaged like, you know, the butcher shop that they do, then it was $3.49. But you could buy it in 10-pound roll for $2.99. So, but that was a sale. So the normal price was $3.49, and last week it was $4.99. So
$4.99
a pound.
$4.99 for a pound.
Yeah.
You know, that's almost steak price, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's ridiculous. Well, you know, while a lot of people that are working in middle class just, you know, buy it and they think it's going on, it's going to get higher. Part of all this, what we're going to see by the end of this program, we're going to see all this is also orchestrated. You know, they want the beef prices. They don't want you to. They want you. Biden and them said they only want you to have one hamburger a month, if that tells you anything. Because they believe that cow farts, and that's exactly what they say, cow farts, is harmful to the environment. And so they want you to eat less beef. They literally, that is the whole point. That's why they're trying to push fake food on us. You know, like fake hamburgers and all that. This is orchestrated. Go on.
Okay, each year, 500 million pounds of beef from Mexico, so get ready for your prices to go high. Sadly, NBC News is telling us that the drought in Mexico looks set to worsen in coming weeks. Okay, term drought that has hit two-thirds of Mexico looks set to worsen in coming weeks, with forecasts warning of high temperatures, crop damage, and water supply shortages on the horizon. Including in the populous capital. Experts are sounding the alarm that parched crops could underproduce as temperatures hit 40 degrees Celsius, 104 Fahrenheit, on Wednesday in some parts of northern Mexico, including key farming areas.
Okay. So they were saying there's a drought there. Okay, well, at the moment, it says every square inch of California, like I said, is in a state of drought. And about a third of the vegetables and about two-thirds of our fruit and nuts. Now, California, I can't think of the name of the valley. Maybe Frank will pop it up. San Andres Valley, I think it is, produces most of the vegetables that we eat in the United States. We also get a lot of fruits and vegetables from Mexico. And so.
Don't we get a bunch from Florida and Georgia, too?
Right, but California has the best cropland in the world. But they were destroying it a few years back, remember, because whatever liberal person we had in there at that time, because of climate change, cut them back on the water supply that they could use. So it was killing off things to save some kind of little mudfish or something. Point is, it's all about total control. Well, okay, and you'll find that out by the time we get to the rest of the program. Okay.
Okay, many of the western and midwestern states are also deeply suffering, and this has created a rapidly growing agricultural crisis. The USDA has released some new members that are absolutely staggering. You can find articles about these numbers here and there, but in order to write about these numbers, I had to verify them for myself, and so I went to the original document that these new USDA numbers come from.
Okay.
The following document has approximately 84% of the barley production is within an area experiencing drought. Approximately 36% of the corn production is within an area experiencing drought.
So, corn is really important. Corn goes into making a lot of things besides you just eating corn.
Exactly.
Corn goes in a whole bunch of products.
Right.
You know, and so...
Feed for your animals and animals to feed, yeah.
Right. Well, but it even goes in, if you look at some of your canned vegetables and different things or different things you get a can, it says corn oil on them.
Right.
Because it goes in. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, and then approximately 31% of soybean production is in the area experiencing drought. Approximately 99% of durum wheat.
This one.
Oh, 86, approximately 86% of sunflower production is within the area experiencing drought. 99% of durum wheat is production in an area of experiencing drought. 99% of spring wheat production is within the area experiencing drought. 30% of winter wheat production is within the area of experiencing drought. 36% of hay acreage production is within the experiencing drought. 64% of alfalfa acreage is in the area of experiencing drought. 44% of hog inventory is within an experiencing drought. 32% of the cattle inventory is within the area experiencing drought. 48% of the milk cow inventory is within the area experiencing drought. 53% of the sheep inventory is within the area experiencing drought. And we've never seen anything like this. This may surprise some of you to hear, but I am actually at a loss of words. I have been warning that this would happen, but to see it actually play out is another thing altogether. Initially, the number one way that will affect you personally is through higher prices at the grocery store. At the same time that our leaders are dramatically ramping up the money supply, agriculture production will be well below original production. This is a slow motion train wreck of epic proportions, and it is happening right in front of our eyes. And it isn't just North America that is having a problem. All over the globe, crazy weather patterns are playing havoc with food production, and global food supplies are just getting tighter and tighter.
Okay.
This isn't going to end well, so most of us have already figured that out by now. And you know, with all the shortages and the prices going high, you know there's going to be shortage of the food too. The higher the price,
that was all about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The shorter, the less food they're going to get, the higher the price is going to go. So you may wind up paying $10 for one loaf of bread.
Okay, but you got to make it yourself. And by the way, you can make your own yeast. I discovered that when I'm going to make potato yeast.
Okay, well you may pay $20 for a pound of flour.
Yeah, unless you grow it and do it yourself. That's why. So here's the point.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop. Ever since COVID hit and even before, if you listen to this radio program on a regular basis, even before you were on regular or whatever, I've been saying you need to always have a stock of everything. Now, wait till the last minute. But anyway, so here's the point. They want total control over things. This next article proves it. This is from the People's Voice. I want you to read this, and we'll talk about it after a minute. That way we can hash everything together. This is from the People's Voice, and yeah, I spelled it wrong up there.
Within 3 months of Biden. Within 3 months of Biden, wheat's up 60%, corn's up 35%, beans up 66%, bean oil? Something's up 100%. Beef is up 40%. Chicken's up 25%. And gasoline's up 100%. And in the past 5 months, the price of basic foods Meat, beans, wheat, corn, and corn have more than doubled, and so has the price of gasoline. Now the average, actually gasoline's like tripled. Now the average American with a job is struggling to feed their family. Biden stole the multi-million dollar fund for the farmers established by Trump using Chinese tariff money and flushed it down the
Democrat black hole of corruption called infrastructure. Biden recently issued an old edit to farmers offering them 1 times the value of their crop to destroy them while threatening to remove federal farm subsidies if they don't. A week later, Democrats in California drained the state's massive open air reservoirs into the sea. Now we'll pause that for a minute. I want to go to something that Frank sent us.
Right.
Frank sent us an article. Thank you, Frank. This is from American Voice Radio. Read this, Mother.
California cropland is desert, and the only reason California became the production area, it was from man-made irrigation. They are setting it off on purpose, calling it drought. They have emptied reservoirs into the ocean. They have disrupted the weather patterns on purpose. They have emptied the water storage into the ocean. They are shutting off the irrigations to the farmers, and they've never relied on rain to grow the crops in California. It's always been artificial irrigation controlled by the banks.
Okay, so that's saying the same thing that I've got over here, but here's the point. This is the proof. They are orchestrating all of this drought. They disrupted the weather patterns. We've known that for many, many years. We know that as a fact. If you don't want to believe that part of it, you can believe the part that I'm telling you, that they are draining water into the ocean instead of giving it for irrigation. So therefore, it's causing the drought. Okay, so let's go back to our article and finish seeing what it says.
Okay.
And it just got through saying the same thing. Democrats in California drain the state's massive open air reservoirs into the sea.
Okay, a 1-year supply of rainwater used by both by the residents of California and the farmers for growing Americans' food. When asked why they would do such a thing during the worst drought since 2017, the Democrats appointed officials said to see if the salmon would swim upstream again. Really? The just-in-time food delivery system will break down and collapse from interruptions in agricultural production. 50% of the American people will fully support Biden and the death squad agenda. They want the vaccine and they want an additional billion illiterate property stricken people to come to America, and they have a socialist communist state.
And they want a socialist communist state. These same Americans do not want the right to own a gun or speak freely. They want the First and Second Amendment of the Constitution removed. They also want all police abolished and all prisoners in jails released. They are anarchists and Satanists because they believe in order through chaos and injustice. For the first time, Americans will starve to death. Bill Gates in China have bought up hundreds of thousands of square acres of miles of farmland. Gates only a small number of the GMO food. Gates is the largest, this article don't have that part in it. Gates owns more farmland than anybody else in America, and then China's second. America is running out of food, running out of time. Some are saying that we must immediately store up food and water and prepare for the mass die-off of the American people and a complete collapse of order. Well, this is the point. It's just like the vaccines. Now, the CDC, if you didn't listen to last week's program, you need to go back and listen to it. The CDC has admitted that most of the new COVID cases are people that have
Released a report. 74% of the people that's vaccinated is passing COVID to other people.
And there's been over 6,000 people die because of the shots.
Right.
But those numbers are, look, we are not America. Wake up. It's communism is taking it over. You need to wake up and you need to get right with the Father. If you're not right with the Father, nothing works. But you need to stand up for the Father's works, because if you just hoard for yourself, you're not going to receive a blessing. You know, you do need to take care of your family. That is the biggest thing. But be prepared if somebody's starving to be able to give another meal out. But this isn't going to go back to anything that near
what
you call normal.
It's not going to be normal again.
This is, I don't want to say
this is the new normal,
but it is basically coming to that. You know, and I do not, well, I see all the evidence out there about, you know, Trump actually winning the election and everything, actually putting and setting that right, I think would almost cause a civil war. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how it's going to come out, but I know America is falling, and it has been for some time. And if you need one reason that the father would lay punishment on this country, it's all for the millions of deaths that we've caused all over the world and in our country from abortion. It's a slaughter of children. It's a sacrifice to Satan. Folks, it's time to wake up and not just wake up and say, oh, yeah, you need to act like it's that way. You need to put action behind the fact that you say, okay, it's happening. Well, you got to put some action behind that, or you're going to find yourself starving to death, or you're going to your family in need, and so on and so forth. When you've been warned, you know, when you've been warned. So that's where we're at. And as far as Michael Snyder goes, yeah, you can find him at the economic collapse blog or the most important thing. Michael was going to be on program two today with me, but this is the only program I'm doing today. But due to my pain level, I don't want to mess it up, because he just wrote a new book, and I was going to do a really good book interview with him. I'll try and get it in next week, but next week is Carl Gallup's. Prayerfully, I'll be able to do both programs. I do ask you folks to pray for me, if you would. Pray for our family. We're under a lot of attack. Why are we under attack? Because we're spreading you the truth. And we're doing we're about the Father's business. Everything he's thrown at us, and we're still feeding the people, we're caring for the people, and so on and so forth. So we do need you to really support Talk Radio and the Mission Church. You got a couple of minutes.
Oh, it's up to me, huh?
Yeah, you told me that you could carry the program, okay. So let's see what she does with it.
If you're in and around the area and you have any kind of winter clothing, coats, hats, you know, socks, anything that they can wear, you can drop it by the mission. You'll have to call for me to come out and get it, because we're really not open except for when we pass out the food. But I'm fixing to gear up and do another food day. But at the end of next month, or the end of this month, first of next, it's going to start getting cold. So we need to start gathering up stuff for winter to pass out.
Well, you know, and people, they always make that disconnect. They don't understand the fact that the homeless and poor notice the cold way before they do, because they're so warm or whatever and blah, blah, blah. They have to really get a chill before they go, oh, and they start sending coats. But we'll take any kind of clothing. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a clothing day tomorrow, since my son made it back from Tennessee. And the last two feed days were pretty hard. I didn't have anybody to help me on the last Friday, and then my sister-in-law showed up, and I just did sack lunches, which they got pretty good sack lunches, and me and her carried that day through. And
what did you put in?
Oh gosh, I can't remember that far back. I can remember back to Tuesday. What we put in Tuesdays, we did, me and Jenny did, we did two egg sandwiches, two donuts, two Cocoa Puff bars, four cheese sticks, two peanut butter jelly crunchers, which are graham crackers with peanut butter and jelly on them, two bags of sunflower seeds, honey roasted sunflower seeds, three bags of sun chips, and a bottle of water.
Yeah, that's a lot for
and we couldn't use our regular sack bags. We had to use regular Walmart bags for those.
But
we did those, and we had them all ready. Craig just had to pass them out. But the Friday, he could only stay till 5, and so that made it real tough for me. But I don't remember what all we put in those ones. Bologna and cheese and egg and basically the same kind of stuff.
Well, but our wonderful superstar minister son.
Yeah, my Godzilla's back.
That's what my other son called him.
And one of his friends called him a brick house right after that. So you can get an idea how big he is.
He's really big and strong, but he's like a gentle giant.
Yeah, he's a gentle giant.
Yeah, amen. And he can hear us over there talking about it, thinking, oh, well, there's mom and dad talking again. But anyway, folks, really pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. And if you don't want to help with the homeless and poor, you know, because we take care of both, then pray about supporting Talk Radio, because, you know, we do need your help. The bills, it takes a lot to make this go. And, yes, I do have some really good guests lined out for you. some new ones, but, you know, it's hard to book them when I don't know about my, you know, my pain and everything. But this will all be worked out. Within 30 days, I think everything, as far as my pain level and all that's going to be back into the normal.
And if I can get a, if I can get a supply of some socks, hats, and gloves, I may just put them in my hygiene bags, because everybody needs socks, hats, and gloves, so.
Yeah,
and I'll just pass them out we'll see. But I do need socks, hats, gloves, and all the hygiene. So however I get it, how I'll give it out.
Right, but we will hold back the gloves for at least another month.
Yeah, until they need them.
Until they need them, and then just put them in everything. But we need to start getting that stuff now.
Right.
You know, but folks, we'll take any kind of clothing or any kind of donations of anything, because we put it out on the tables, they take it.
They take everything.
Yeah, and so tell them how they can donate.
Okay, you can donate online, over the phone, or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all of our information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Really? Well, okay. So let me know, folks, did she do a good job? Maybe we'll just let her do the next program all by herself and see what happens there.
Well, Frank will carry me.
Oh, no. That's
hey, really... wouldn't that be something? Me and Frank can do a program.
Remind me not to listen to the recording.
Oh, you'd be the first one up there.
Yeah. I'll maybe listen on radio in the other house so I don't... Moving right along.
Don't get Dan jealous here.
Go, so, hey, you need to tell him goodbye. It's time to fly out of here.
Okay.
Okay, what? You can tell him goodbye?
Oh, well, okay. Shalom.
Folks, you must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repenting sins, and he rose up for 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, 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 Mother, be what?
Be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as like praying for Messiah's return.
Okay. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that the Father, that you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, till next week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.